Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. We live twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And hopefully yesterday we concluded here in my household what has been a year-long treatment of cancer within my family. Hopefully we had the last surgical procedure yesterday. So maybe now I can actually concentrate on what I do versus having to concentrate on that. That would be sort of nice. But joining us now, and I think he's actually on the road, is the he runs something called Combat Speed LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. I actually pulled over. I stopped in my shady rest area.
Oh, okay.
As comfortable as it's going to get.
I hear you. How long of a drive you got?
I'm looking at about... I had trouble breaking the tractor beam of Tampa, man. I'm only right about an hour north. It was, you know, one thing after another, man, precluded me from leaving on time, but I have plenty of time to get where I'm going, so it's not like I'm in a hurry.
Gotcha. Yeah. Anyway, I know you're going to Camden.
Right, correct.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, for the alumni weekend, annual gig.
Good enough for me. So let's talk about something. I got something in today that is absolutely, it's a great gun. It's a Staccato.
Okay.
The problem is, in aspect, or when you try to look at it and say carrying a gun, this gun has a 5.4 inch barrel.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out
more of a work gun.
More of a duty pistol. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So would I be better
sounds
off
like
just
it for me?
Yeah.
Sounds like a, you know, most of your work guns have a tendency to be the full-size pistols.
Should I approach it in that vein, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah?
Probably
save a lot of money if I approach it in that vein, huh?
Probably save more money generating an S-Dave rig for it. But, you know, you got to go with what you know. If you want to use, you know, that size of a pistol, because it is what it is, you know, that's the price you pay for admission,
right,
you know?
Right.
So you have to make the adaptations to what you're doing in order to be able to, you know, function that pistol as efficiently as possible.
Now, I had not thought about doing an S-Dave rig. I'm not one of these people that gets out there and says, well, I need to get a Safari Land and, you know, those gigantic holsters that have a shroud for this and a shroud for that. And everything's covered except the back of the gun where the magazine well goes in.
Right.
And I had not thought about that because, to me, that's just sort of an impractical gun to carry or holster to carry. I can't imagine a scenario where I now would carry a gun like that. Would you?
I don't know. You know, I've never handled a Staccato. I've never even seen one.
Yeah.
Other than pictures.
Right.
But, you know, I never gave any thought to its actual size either.
Well, this one is dubbed the XL. This is the longest gun. It is not the biggest gun, because the biggest gun is the XC. The Staccato P is sort of thought to be the the duty gun, although the Staccato XL could be a duty gun in the same vein. It's just a little bit longer than the Staccato. I think the Staccato P is actually an inch long, shorter.
What are you supposed to game? What's their what's Staccato's train of thought?
With a longer gun?
What you're gaining with the longer barrel.
I think this is sort of their, you know, they got away from all of those crazy competition guns with all the crazy attachments and everything up.
Right.
And I think this is their entry into a sort of a gun that would be more of a competition platform.
Right.
However, with the exception of the 1 inch that is added to it, it reminds me of just a longer version of the Staccato P, which is an excellent service gun. It's an excellent service gun, but
But Staccato has no explanation for it. They just started making a longer gun for no reason. I don't get it.
No, I think this is more geared toward, you know, STI, which was their precursor. They primarily built competition guns, and I think a lot of people wanted.
That old itch is coming back.
Well, I think this one is more geared towards a competitive shooter. It's got a very nice 2.5 pound trigger on it. I'll put it that way. It's sprung,
very cool.
Sprung like it's sprung like a hybrid between a competition pistol and a regular self defense gun. So,
right.
It's not easy, but at the same time, it's not firm.
Well, I know they're extremely accurate, man, and they're supposed to be a dream to shoot.
Yeah.
Of course, any 1911 9mm is going to be a dream to shoot.
But this would definitely this would definitely be an outside the waistband work rig, though. This is not going to be something where you're going to be like, a long concealed carry gun.
Right.
Well, I guess I'll have to get with my guy. I can't remember my guy's name that does all of the S. Dave Rig stuff. You're gonna have to refresh my memory.
Brian.
Okay, yeah, Brian. I need to get with Brian. I need to get with Brian and find out if he thinks he has a mold that would work with this. And I mean, he made a S. Dave Rig holster for my Sig P320 full size with an optic on it.
Right.
Excellent. Holster.
Very good. Came out nice. Very good.
Yeah. Excellent holster.
Mine does quality work.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, you know, I think, see, the thing I like about your design or your take on the holster is that your take on the holster seems a little more versatile than these work rigs are with all of this retention and all this other stuff, because I'm probably not going to wear that out in the open. Where somebody might walk up and want to snatch my pistol. And if I am wearing it out in the open, I'm going to probably be with two or three different people, and I'm going to probably have a rifle as well.
Right.
So I don't know how bad they're going to want to get close enough to me to snatch that pistol out of my holster. But I just don't look at the retention, those big retention. Did you ever carry one of those?
For two reasons. Pardon me?
Did you ever carry one of those?
What?
The big Safariland rigs.
Oh yeah, man. You know, the baseline was the original Safariland 6004, and we had various. I'm trying to think of the dude's name. I don't think about it so hard. I remember the guy at Safariland. We had a direct working relationship with them in respect to procuring holsters for work, because if you remember, I mean, back in those days, that was the early advent of weapons mounted lights.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I remember that.
You had to have some various options, and it was good R&D for Sparland as well, you know. But
hang on for me. Coming up on the first break, Super Dave's on a stealth mission, headed to Camden, Tennessee. For anybody that knows anything, you know what's up in Camden, Tennessee, so at least maybe that might be a little bit of a giveaway. He is also the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC and has been for the last year or so the host of Trigger Time TV. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. You might be interested to know, Dave, that I have whittled everything down as far as my carry gun to a Glock G45, although this one has been done up by Taryn Butler.
Right, understood.
So I have disposed of all the other aspects at the moment. I'm sure that's going to change, though, I'm sure. But I'm sure you're sure, too, so. just my curse, brother. It's just my curse.
I'm not sure I followed all that, but it does sound like a curse.
It is a curse. But, I mean, let's think about this. With the G-45, which you are a... You made a career out of special operations. You've carried I don't know what kind of weapons. There's no telling. Most of the stuff that's in the military today, I wouldn't recognize it. But I know that you had
the pizza pistol.
Yeah.
The 9QFS.
Yeah. So now with the Glock G45, you have the capacity as far as magazine capacity, but you have a shorter length, like the Glock 19, which a lot of guys seem to gravitate towards the Glock 19 because I guess it was a full-size pistol in their fist, but it was still a small pistol and easy to carry and that kind of thing. So G45 is that combination of things. Does that length of a gun, when you're looking at a gun like that that has that combination of attributes of higher capacity or standard capacity for a duty gun but a compact profile on the top, is that going to make for a better fighting gun in for somebody to carry on a daily basis?
Well, the best fighting gun is the one that you can drive well.
Right.
You know? And
right.
The fact of the matter is yeah, the G19 was kind of the go-to blaster as a balance of the other models of Glocks that were available, right? It kind of fit the bill, so to speak.
Right.
But the key thing about, and this is, you know, from me specifically, about the G19 was the frame was just too small, or, you know, my hands were too big for the frame.
Right.
And the balance of, you know, coming to, you know, the 17 frame with the 19 slide being the G45 9mm is awesome. It's great. But dig this. I'd like to see Glock step up to the next level and produce a G26 size blaster with a 19 frame.
So the shorter slide with the... Yeah, I can see where that would come in handy. That would be like...
You see what I mean?
Yes, that would be a lovely gun to carry.
Or a carry gun.
Yeah.
But dig this. The thing about the G45, now for me specifically, what I have found is the shorter Glocks, going to the shortest being the G26, as the guns get shorter, they get more accurate.
I know.
No, listen.
Masad Ayoub did a test between the Glock 34 and the Glock 26.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a better time hitting with the Glock 26 than he did the 34.
Well, one, there's the primary benefit is there's less frame flex.
Right.
Okay, you don't get as much violent frame flex. The other thing is, sight radius. Now, granted, for like bullseye shooting or hunting, or if you love to shoot at distance, a longer sight radius is going to benefit you. But for combat shooting, what I find, even just using a 17 size length blaster, I wind up, when I'm operating at speed, I'm steering the pistol a lot. Okay, or
right.
I'm relying on, by steering the gun, I'm relying on geometric aiming. Okay? I guess meaning I know the gun is out of alignment with the target, but that's okay because I can still hit it if I move the gun here and make it go bang now.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
But I find myself with the shorter guns, I spend more time aiming and hitting versus steering the gun to hit. It's more controllable.
Gotcha.
I don't need the longer sight radius to improve my aiming skill or to more readily see the gun in alignment or, you know, the reverse out of alignment. I don't need all that. And so I don't use it. I don't have it. So I'm gaining, an actual advantage in respect to the mechanical accuracy of the gun due to less frame flux. And just because of my ability level, I can make
still there? Did we lose Dave? I think we lost Dave. While we're trying to get back Dave to his point, I mean, I have always found that the 19 and the 26 especially are very accurate. And the 45, since it is the 19 length, seems easier to steer in and drive and be making hits with. Than the 17 does itself. And, I don't really understand what that's all about. But whatever it's all about, it's definitely, it makes carrying a Glock easier because they just get shorter and shorter and shorter. I think the Glock 45 probably cannibalized the remainder of the Glock line when they did that. So.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, so we lost you. We're coming up on the next break. We got you back just in time for the next break. For those of you looking for Super Dave, you can find him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. And there you'll probably see some cats or some shooting or some guitar riffs or something. Dave has a very eclectic day going on most of the time. His YouTube channel is Super Dave Harrington, and his professional Facebook page is Super Dave Harrington. So go check those out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on products designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is agreeing to increase the amount of work visas for Mexicans and Central Americans. Mexico's president making the announcement after visiting Washington, D.C. and meeting with President Biden earlier this week. President Joe Biden is set to visit Saudi Arabia and discuss energy security. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News that she is concerned about the U.S.'s capacity to refine oil.
The oil industry and oil futures work off of certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking for that certainty. They're not getting it from this president. He has proven to be very unfriendly and very uncaring about what the American public is facing every time they go fill up the pump.
A number of oil refineries closed since the beginning of the pandemic. USA Radio News. The former president is making his first trip back to our nation's capital.
President Trump plans to return to Washington, D.C. for the first time since leaving office in January of 2021. The America First Policy Institute is holding an invitation-only event on the 25th and 26th of this month. The event will be streamed live and is open to the press. The group has not specified the two-day event's location yet due to security reasons. Speakers include former Speaker Newt Gingrich, House members, senators, former cabinet members, and former White House officials. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Washburn Fire in California has crossed into the Sierra National Forest. National Park Service officials saying more road closures were made as the fire keeps spreading. It's just over 23% contained and so far has burned over 4,200 acres of land. The park superintendent saying the fire appears to be man-made. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. On the road to Camden, Tennessee, going to go see some people that he knows up there at the Tactical Response School. And you were trying to make a point about the shorter Glocks, the smaller Glocks, and then we lost you. Do you want to continue trying to make that point, or do we need to move on?
We can move on.
So, having said all of that, as far as what I'm carrying, I've kind of decided that is actually going to be the ideal size. As much as, you know, I'd love to figure out a way to carry this big Staccato on a regular basis.
Right.
Just not practical. Just not practical. So, you know.
Send it back and get another one. Get a shorter one.
Well, I've got another one coming. I think I have a shorter one coming.
Okay, cool.
Well, they sponsor
nice.
Me. They
nice.
Sponsor me, Super Dave. They sponsor me.
I didn't know that, man.
I could reignite that for you if you wanted to do that. But, I mean, I haven't brought it up because I just didn't think that was something that... but anyway, that's beside the point. We don't need to be talking about that.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you got?
Now, I'm wanting to try to figure out. I've got the components here. I've got my S-Dave rigs, right? I've got my S-Dave holsters that would go with my S-Dave rigs. I've got a big pistol, and then I've got the Glock 45 size pistol. And I'm trying to find an inner outer belt setup that will work with the size loops those mag holders and those holsters come with. And I was wondering if you would is there one that you would recommend with this, or?
Well, the gear that I purchased at the time when I was investigating all of that was, I believe, Scorpion, or Black Scorpion gear. Scorpion gear. Something with a scorpion. It is competitive gear, but it's very durable. It's very ruggedly made. It has some other unique aspects, but it's been so long I can't remember. But I, you know, it was good enough for me to purchase and put together and worked it out, and it worked fine.
Black Scorpion gear. That sound right?
Okay, there you go. Black Scorpion. There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
And they have both a pro heavy duty belt and a pro competition belt. The pro heavy duty competition belt, which is, I think that's an inner outer belt system. Yeah, it has to be. Has to be. Has to be. That looks like a pretty good one. But I mean,
what?
What's
I wanted to ask you, how is the karate thing going?
Well, since my wife was, they were off last week, and this week my wife has been undergoing medical procedures, so I've been out.
Congratulations on that last thing. Yeah.
Glad all that's
very
behind
cool.
it. And so I haven't really been going for the last 2 weeks. Now the good thing is that all of the muscle soreness is gone, except for in my neck. And that's because while I don't have the kicks anymore, I still have the punches.
Right.
And while I have regained the linear and the circular, you know, hand attacks and everything, my muscle still is not ready for it. So, like, when I throw an overhand right, my trapezius muscles let me know that I have thrown an overhand right. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to take you a while to get your shoulder, your entire shoulder girdle back to speed.
Right.
In respect to throwing punches. Yeah. That's a total body effort.
Yep.
Or should be,
but
anyway.
I mean, that my instructor, he's doing his very level best to, I mean, back in my time when I was in the martial arts before, we operated with a much shorter stance.
Right.
And so it was easier to set up for the power punches.
Right.
But back in the 70s, you know, the power punches, we all thought that the techniques we were using were all killers. You know, a ridge hand would kill you if we hit you with a ridge hand full power. We learned later that that was not the case. But so now, because this is the interesting thing about the system that I study in the martial arts is they have the eldest son of my instructor is like number 6th in his weight class in the UFC.
Wow.
So they have Brazilian jiu-jitsu there, they have grappling there, they have mixed martial arts, and they have regular traditional Kempo karate. And all of them sort of feed off of each other. So with the Kempo, where the traditional Kempo stances are designed to be deep, they've taken and they incorporate that into the MMA to throw a harder punch or a harder kick. Starting out from a deeper stance. So I'm having a little trouble adjusting to that. But, I mean, it isn't, you know, I've been out of it for 46 years. So it's not, maybe not that long. I think I got out of it when I got in the military. So I...
Throw yourself a bone, man.
I was 23. So I'm 61 now. So 38 years. There you go. 38 years.
The cool thing is you're back at it.
Yeah. And I'm going to stay at it. It's, but it is definitely, it definitely... pushes me, and I'm going to tell you one thing that I had to, the hard thing I was thinking. I was thinking I was going to pick it up, and according to him, I still have the, like, my, when I get my flexibility back, I'm going to do a fair accounting of myself when free sparring, without a doubt. Just because I come from a different era of free sparring where everything was based upon a bunch of combinations and speed, and that's the way I do things.
Right.
But I have to relearn. I have to learn everything that has occurred up to the belt that I'm wearing right now, because I never studied that system. And then from there, I have to learn things beyond that belt. And my goal, when I got with him, was to make black belt in 14 months. That's not going to happen. Realistically, I just don't see that happening. The flexibility thing, which is slowing me down, insofar as you know, if I just can't really just can't kick. I can barely kick above my hip.
Time, man.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But it is going. I'm still running it, still doing it, and I just haven't done it in the last 2 weeks. One, because they were gone last week, and this week I'm gone this week. So.
Right.
But all the little aches and pains have gone, so that's nice. I get to start without any. I popped a muscle in my lower back, glute, and that's fixed. Saved itself. So I got that going for me.
Right. Well, I saw the Hard Doc yesterday, and they're going to shock start my heart on August 10th. And he hopes it works. And I was like, when he said that, I was like, dude, what do you mean you hope it works? And he goes, well, you know, he kind of chuckled. He goes, well, you know, we are messing with your heart, so we can't rule out death, but it doesn't generally happen. But the point he was trying to make was, you know, my heart's been an AFib for probably almost a year. He said he hopes my heart remembers how to beat normally. I'm like, all right, well, that's cool.
Well, you know what? I knew what you told me earlier, but you didn't tell me about the whole death part. So I'm going to tell you when we're heading into the break. I'm going to give you my opinion of what he just said, and of the science that they're going to employ and all this other stuff. That's when we get back. For those of you interested in getting with Super Dave, well, you got to go to combatspeed.com. That's his website. He's got this AFib thing that he's going to get out of the way here shortly, and then I just foresee that as soon as his shoulder is right, that he's going to be full bore heading out, because he's had to slow things along a little bit, but, you know, he's still out there doing it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave, he was just talking about his shock start thing they're going to try to do for his AFib. Let me tell you something about these cardiologists and these cardio specialists, Dave. The science is settled. The technique is almost routine. The problem is what you bring into it as you're coming in, right? And because they have no, so like with me, when I had my heart attack, right?
Right.
I was morbidly obese. I had been smoking cigarettes like I was, you know, I was in competition to see if I could make a bonus for smoking the most. And when I came in with my heart attack, mine was, you know, I had to have a double bypass, but. That's not the most strength. You know, some guys have to have quintuple bypasses. So mine wasn't that bad. But the problem was the surrounding issue that led up to and contributed to the heart attack, like the smoking and the morbid obesity. Now, in my case, the heart attack was so severe that the morbid obesity, which caused it, also allowed me to have enough calories to help me fight it. So it probably helped me survive it. Because most of the time, people that are in good shape, a lot of people are in good shape and they have really bad clogged arteries going into their heart, and they have a heart attack and just fall over and die because they just didn't know they were ill.
Right.
Now, for you, right? They know AFib is something they've been dealing with for a very, very long time. Right. So when he gets out there and tells you this nonsense about, well, we're dealing with your heart, we might kill you. That's the most unprofessional thing I've ever. You should have snatched him up by his little pencil neck and started shaking him.
He didn't say it like that, dude.
Okay. What did he say?
He said we can't rule out death because we are working with your heart, which is a true statement.
I don't like it. Nobody
anyway, you know, it's like no big deal. I'm excited about it, man, because. One, it's only like a month out, and I can do the next month standing on my head.
Right.
And I'm going to be busy working anyway. I'm doing this gig this weekend. I get back home Sunday night, and then I've got a week to prep for a 10-day gig up north. It's going well, you know. I'm busy.
Yeah. when they came to me, this is what they told me. So they tried to do a heart cath, and they said what we need to do is not going to be solved with a heart cath. We've got an issue here. We have a very serious blockage here that we're going to have to bypass. So that meant they had to crack my chest open. And I mean, I was really out of it, but nobody ever came in there and said, well, you know, and everything was going just fine until they tried to shock start me, because they shock stop you when they do a bypass.
Right.
because it's very, I mean, they don't all do it, but and I would really love to meet the guys that can actually do a bypass with a beating heart, because they have to graft on a vein from your leg into the place of an artery going into it. Probably the...
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, man. It's all through you.
Yeah. But they managed to do it. But whatever it is, with me, when they did the shock stop, when they did the start, everything fired up and it was going good. And they were like, all right, we've done some good work. Pop, pop, pop. And then they get to the lungs part where, you know, they're trying to take me off of what is basically artificial life support.
Right.
And my lungs just weren't having none of it. They were like, wow, this is so good to have a break. We don't want to come back. So that was where my issue showed up. That was, if there was an issue, that was where my issue showed up. And
well, they had a hard time getting you to breathe?
Why? Normally, when you go under for open heart surgery, you're going to be in awake altogether in about 16 hours. Right? But like my, they were having a lot of issues with my lungs. So where my open heart surgery was scheduled for 8 hours, it took 11.
Wow.
So then when they were out there, they were like, listen, this is one of those moments where they took my family into the chapel and said, we don't know what's up with him going on. It could be emphysema. It could be COPD. And, you know, they, all of that kept getting shot down because my sons would go like, well, he does a radio show. He can't have COPD because he wouldn't be able to talk for 3 hours.
Right.
So then they just said, okay, we're just going to leave him hooked up and see what happens. So where I would normally wake up in 16 hours, I woke up 56 hours later.
Wow. That's trippy, man.
It was so bad.
Should you be telling me all this before I do this procedure, man?
Well,
are you
know,
with me?
No. I think with what you've got going on, and I mean, they made the right call with this. They got it there, and they looked at this. They said, okay, this is eventually going to take over, and we think we're... So they put me in an intensive care room and just left me all hooked up, and the nurses there and my cardiologist there and my cardiopulmonary people and everything were looking at things, and they started to see very slow encouragement. So, like, when I went from however fast I was going to a dead stop, I just was going to take longer to crank, right?
Right.
And it took it that long, and then... I was completely unaware of it, you know. But I will say this: it was so. You're in a bad way when you're in the ICU, and the business department gets wind of the fact that you're having a few issues, and they go ahead and put you in collections.
Wow.
But then, you know, I woke up and I never knew the difference. I didn't know. Everybody's like, right. Well, you just didn't know how sick you were. And I was like, absolutely, I didn't know how sick I was. How sick I was.
Well, evidently, this is an outpatient procedure, man. I go in, they do the deal, and I go home.
That's some good stuff.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I asked him, why can't we do it tomorrow? And he's like, well, nice try, you know. But, yeah, things are going well. I can't complain. I never do, because the fact of the matter is, no matter how bad you think you've got it, somebody's got it about 10 times worse than what you do.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah, it's always worse somewhere. So I'm just thankful that I can hang on to the end of my rope, get by like I have been doing. You know, I'm fortunate to be able to do that.
Yes. Well, that is indeed the truth, sir. That is indeed the truth. Now, next week, will you be on the road, or will you be...
No, I'll be home.
All right. So we're gonna have to come up with some good stuff to talk about. I knew that Dave was going to be on the road, so I wanted to keep it sort of light and everything, and
absolutely. Well, just check it out. I'll give you a heads up right now.
Sure.
When I get back Sunday evening, I'm going to commit to preparing for this next gig, and I'll tell you what it's all going to entail.
Okay.
You'll dig it.
What, you're going to tell me what all is all going to entail on Tuesday? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, correct.
Gotcha. Okay, okay. I thought there was more to it. It's coming now, but that's okay. That's okay.
No. I got to get back. I got to shift gears. Coming off of this gig, I got to shift gears. I got to upshift and get back on the guns and get prepped, get ready.
That's always cool to think about somebody getting ready for some of this stuff. That's one thing.
Offline anyway.
Yeah, that's one of these things that I'm always envious of the instructor for, because the instructors get take off, and I'm sure it's almost a learning experience to be an instructor as well, with all of these little issues that you have to overcome and all that other stuff. But before we run out of time, one more time. On Instagram, he is sdave_Harrington. On Facebook, he is either Super Dave Harrington or Dave Harrington. On YouTube, he is Super Dave Harrington. And his website is combatspeed.com. He is an instructor that teaches a very interesting skill set of a type that a lot of people seek him out. It is very basic, and at the same time, it is very effective. It is one of these things that is just all based on real world fact and not some sort of dogma or fancy. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity, man, always.
You betcha. Coming up next, it's just going to be me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.